When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Before we get started, please rate and review our show. It helps people find us. On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, it's been a minute since Pablo Sandoval played Major League Baseball, which doesn't mean he hasn't been playing baseball at all. Writer Joseph Bean Kahn joins me to discuss his GQ story on what Sandoval has been up to, where he's been playing, and whether the man affectionately known as Kung Fu Panda has designs on making it back to the big leagues. I'm your host, John Gonzalez. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly. Joseph Bean Kahn, welcome to Sports Illustrated Weekly.
Thanks for having me, John.
I used your full formal Christian name here. We're going to call you Joey, though, because that's what you go by. But you wrote an excellent piece for GQ magazine. I highly recommend everybody go and read it. We'll make sure to link to it in our show notes. But it's about Pablo Sandoval, who was one of the biggest and best known players in Major League Baseball for a long time. He was affectionately known, maybe still is, as Kung Fu Panda. I guess you don't really shake a nickname like that. But before we get to what he's up to these days, give people a little synopsis, a little background on his MLB career. When did he last play in the majors? And what was he known best for?
Yeah, so I am from San Francisco, so I kind of saw the whole, at least the high point of the Pablo Sandoval experience, but he arrived in 2008, halfway through the season, and just kind of came on in that mythical way that rookies sometimes do. He wasn't a big prospect, but he showed up and he was this 5'10", at the time listed at 246-pound third baseman who would jump, grab line drives, and blow bubbles while in the air. He would also stumble and fall around the bases every once in a while. And late in that season, he jumped over a Dodgers catcher to score a run, and that's when Barry Zito gave him the name that stuck, the Kung Fu Panda. And even by the end of that year, Giants fans had started showing up wearing panda hats. He was just kind of this, like, you know, lightning in a bottle kind of player that comes around. And he never hit as well as he did as a 22-year-old. You know, he had a very early peak, which is part of what fascinates me about his story. But he won 3 World Series with a team that hadn't won a World Series since 1954. He caught the final out in the 2014 World Series.
Salvador Perez, the 2-2. Popped up. Sandoval in foul territory. Giants win!
And then he left. And that's kind of what always is fascinating about the Pablo story is you're this made man in San Francisco, three-time World Series champion, World Series MVP, and then he left to Boston. And as anyone knows about the Boston media, it's not a great place to go and fail.
I spent some time in Boston. All East Coast cities are very tough. That's a particularly tough spot, especially if you're a baseball player with all the history with the Red Sox. But Pablo was still a fan favorite. So when did he wash out of the majors? What happened there?
Yeah, so he has stuck around. Like he started the season last season on the Atlanta Braves, and he was a glorified pinch hitter, but he was a good vibes guy in the locker room. He was well liked. And halfway through the season, he was traded to the Indians for the eventual World Series MVP. He was part of that fantastic trade and then continued to struggle with the Indians, and no one came calling this year. So he got a call from Mexico and signed on with a team in Monclova in northern Mexico, 7 hours south of Austin, Texas, to play for the Acereros.
I love this story. I mean, when athletes are, you know, holding on, trying to stay in their sport, he decides to go down to Mexico. It's a fascinating piece. You went to Mexico. Set the scene for everybody. What's that league like? What's that town like? And what does he look like in that atmosphere?
So I was lucky enough to write about the Mexican League in 2019 for Medium. I went down to Tijuana for that story. And Tijuana, the stadium is 17,000 capacity. It kind of feels not big league-ish, but definitely bigger than the minors. But driving into Monclova, there's one big street that runs through the town. You know, there's some HEBs, there are a few American businesses, but it definitely feels like a small town.
I love this small town, man. It's unbelievable how the people are, how the people treat you. It's a beautiful city. When you came to a city like that, you want to play, you want to be good, you want to do good for the city.
In Monclova, it is very hot. When I was there, there were highs of 108 on some of the days. It's very humid and it's very small townish, but this 8,000 capacity stadium fills to the brim. Fans bring drums, noisemakers. There's, I think, three or four mascots. There's cheerleaders. There is music playing through the entire game. And probably most importantly of all, for all of this energy, there are $2 beers at Liga
Mexicana. Oh, yeah, that's the good stuff.
Liga Mexicana games. So it's more like you're at a basketball game or soccer game or football game than what we picture Major League Baseball games, which are something like a nice picnic, you know, quiet little day in a park.
They love the game. They respect the players. And, you know, playing in another country is just different because you know more things about that country. And that's what I think that I've been learning. I'm learning a lot of things from this country and enjoying the time here.
So as we mentioned, he's obviously a fan favorite. He's a big name. He also told you, right, when you were talking to him, Joey, that especially down there, everybody knows him.
Yeah. So I think I was, as you do with these sports stories, I kind of came in with a question, which is why, when you've won 4 World Series rings and made $116 million, do you continue to play? And if you're going to continue to play, why Monclova, which I explain as the Pittsburgh of Mexico, and it's kind of a small steel town. Like, why do you choose that place of all places? And that was a question I had continued to try to ask in different ways to Pablo. And as far as I could tell, they were one of the teams that called. They were a team that kind of expressed that they trusted him and believed that he could be, you know, we know Manny being Manny. They were okay with Pablo being Pablo down there, and that he would have a chance to win and compete.
Why Monclova? The team, the organization, the owner, the ownership, they're so nice with me and my family. So this is one of the great cities to play baseball. They love baseball, and the team, the chemistry we got is super nice.
Soon after I was down there, he was cut by the team and signed on elsewhere. So it kind of created some narrative tension in the story when you see a guy choose a town that's a little off the beaten path because of trust, and then that trust is broken.
Yeah, that's tough. So he made, as you mentioned, $116 million in his career. What was he making down there?
Mexico baseball contracts are not public, but I did some digging, and the best guess I have is about $20,000 per month, plus room and board. And then for the foreign players, who are usually the highest paid in the league, taxes are covered as well. So I spoke to one pitcher for a different team who said he was called up to the majors in September of last year and actually made less money that month than the months he was playing in the Mexican League because of taxes, expenses, all of that. So it doesn't pay well compared to, you know, prime Pablo, but it pays better than the minor leagues, and you get to live kind of the, not big league experience, but closer to big league experience, because this is in Monclova, this is the biggest show in town, and there's no question about that.
And how's the competition in the Mexican League? Is the league any good?
So after that 2016 rule change I wrote about in the earlier article, the rule change basically allowed teams to count Mexican-American players as native players on the team, and each team gets 7 players born outside of Mexico. But this kind of led to a talent surge, because these teams would start searching, for a great-grandmother who maybe was born in California before California was part of America, and that would count as Mexican heritage. Or, you know, they would go searching for Mexican heritage wherever they could find it. And that kind of brought an influx of talent into the league all at once in 2017. Since then, the league's definitely gotten better. There's days where you're watching a game and it kind of feels like you're playing David Roth's Let's Remember Some Guys. Like, it'll be like, oh, remember that Cubs prospect who never made it? Or remember Addison Russell, who was, you know, a starting, burgeoning star on the Cubs? Or Josh Reddick or Chris Carter? There's some guys you know, but pitching is light years behind hitting now. I was looking it up, and 4 guys hit 400 this year. 2 guys hit 38 homers during the 90-game season, and they were averaging 12 runs a game in these Mexican League games. So it is a hitting bonanza, but it's not bad. Like, it's a fun product to watch.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal, or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's my
game,
bro.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, Elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
All right, so it's a hitting bonanza, and yet he goes down to this small landlocked steel town, gets cut. Now he's with a new team. How did he look to you when you went to see him, and how's he playing with his new team?
Yeah, so he was cut because he was hitting 240 in this league where hitting is ballooned. The numbers are ballooned. And the team was right at 500 when I was down there in early May. So I had a... someone in the front office tell me, like, the owners are concerned. We've spent a lot on all of this talent, and we shouldn't be a 500 team. So they made a lot of changes, one of which being Josh Reddick retiring, one of which being Pablo being cut, and a few others followed. But they ended the season as the 3 seed. Pablo then signed on with a team called the Olmecas de Tabasco, and they are the 2 seed in the Southern Division. And playoffs have just started. Once he got to his second team, he started hitting 300. He's done a lot better, and fingers crossed they meet up in the World Series of the Mexican League in a couple weeks.
All right, so part of the Pablo Sandoval story, as you mentioned at the top, is how he's looking. And, you know, you and I discussed this before, and I mean, not just how he's looking on the field, but how he actually looks physically. And you and I discussed this before. We don't want to do any fat shaming here. However, he is named Kung Fu Panda. So how's he look these days?
Yeah. So I've always been of the belief, as long as you could get around the bases and hit and you're not making a bunch of errors, I don't really care if you have a little gut. I was a grew up a Mo Vaughn fan, you know, it's fine. It's baseball. We're not playing soccer here. But he's definitely looks like Pablo Sandoval. He doesn't look like late career, you know, Mo Vaughn or something. It's not like he's put on an extra 20 or 30 pounds. But yeah, I mean, one of the fascinating parts of this article was going and reading back through all these clips to do your research on it. And the world has changed in a few short years, where the stuff that the Boston guys especially, but also Barstool, were writing about Pablo would just not fly today at all. Dan Shaughnessy had a line, "Get a load of that gut," in his 2016 spring training column about him. There was mentions of Colonel Sanders, Sarah Lee, the deli counter at Publix, and then Barstool, being Barstool, had a headline, "Look at this fat fucking piece of shit, Pablo Sandoval." So the amount that this guy got raked over the coals for being overweight is something special, but I don't think it will happen again in sports.
I like him just the way he is, thick with 2 C's. That's my kind of ball player. So obviously, this is not the majors. He's taken heat for his body type. He's taken heat for his game, and yet he's still trying to play. And you asked him if he ever lost his love for the game. What was his response?
I mean, it's pretty magical to talk to a guy, because obviously all of these athletes have their guard up a little bit in these interviews. And at first I was talking to Pablo and I was just like, there's some cliches coming. And finally, once you start to get into more of the poetry of baseball, is when he started opening up and he talked about, you know, this is the game that's like created a life for me. It's one of the things that I still do with love and passion, because that's the way they teach me when I was young. People don't realize that when you lost that, it's time to walk away, but I'm never going to lose that because I love this. It's this guy who is just, I mean, he told a story about scouts beginning to arrive out in Puerto Caballo, Venezuela, starting to talk to him when he's a 14-year-old. And his mom is like, "I want to talk to these scouts," and tells them, my son is not going to come to America at 14. He's going to finish high school. He's going to get his life in order as much as that's possible by 17 years old. But then he finally is signed and comes over to rookie ball as a 17-year-old with barely any English, arrives in America, and is forced to find his footing. And obviously, all of that is inextricably tied to baseball.
Loving the game, you know. Like I say, I don't know nothing to do besides baseball. So I've not been talking with my family. So they're having fun. My kids having fun to see me playing and enjoying the time with me. You know, as soon as I still hit the baseball, I'm going to keep playing. Till I don't know, my wife tell me or my kid tell me, Dad, stop.
So it's this guy who has just now spent more than half of his life away from his home, but also has made a home wherever he's playing through baseball. So it's this kind of magical story. And he talks about his son starting to get into the game just as swing happy as he is. And yeah, I think I was trying to answer the question, why Monclova? Why keep playing? And you try to dodge and duck cliches and all of that, and you think there must be some ulterior motive here. But like, the man has made enough money. He's comfortable. He just really likes to play baseball, and he's not ready to quit.
I'm just happy to keep playing baseball.
Keep swinging?
Keep swinging. Like I always say, I was making a joke. I get paid to swing the bat. I don't get paid to get walked. So yeah, still, if I hit the ball, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to swing it. I always say that.
So he loves the game. I get that. But he's 36. He'll be 37 in August. He's still going. Does he harbor illusions of making it back to the bigs, or does he know that it's probably not going to happen?
That's a great question. I mean, he would not say directly one way or the other. I think he is realistic. And I think I talked to a few guys in the league who talked about how hard it is to be a veteran and refind your footing, especially in Major League Baseball these days, when often there's a premium put on the cheaper option and the younger guy under team control, all of that. But I also think there was something Josh Reddick told me, which became extra interesting because he retired days after I left and after he told me this quote. He told me, you're a former player a lot longer than you're ever a current player. So you just try to play as long as you can and enjoy every moment. You don't want to look back and go, man, I really wish I would have played two more years. So I think that tells the story as much as anything is the Mexican League is not the big leagues. I don't think Pablo believes he has anything else to prove in a career. He has four rings. He has a World Series MVP. The Pablo Sandoval story is always this kind of idea that if only he had changed his body, or if only he had stayed in San Francisco, or if only he hadn't torn his labrum, what could have been? But I think I kind of believe him when speaking with him that he doesn't have regrets. He thinks he had a career worthy of what his talent and everything else. And he just wants to play baseball. And Mexico is as good of a place as anywhere to play.
As good a place as any. I always liked watching him play. I really enjoyed reading about him playing in Mexico. Go read Josephine Kahn's excellent story about Pablo Sandoval in GQ. We'll have a link in our show notes. Joey, thanks for this.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And a reminder to please rate and review the show. It helps people find us. And a special thanks to our friends at GQ for passing along Sandoval's interview audio. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit SI.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jordan Rizzieri, Jessica Yarmosky, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producers are Dan Bloom and Harry Swartout. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and me, John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider. And if you've stuck around this long, we leave you with this.
Yeah, rough food. I've been having fun eating out here.
You don't?
I like it. I love it.
I love it. Everything. Everything. Like, food here is good. people come to you, invite you to do a barbecue carne asada, like a corn carne asada. And you know, it's everything like in this city is special.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.